Hello and welcome to Freedom Revamp, the podcast. I am so excited for another episode. Today I'm coming at you solo, but I am not going to be alone as I do have a guest today with me as we discuss the importance of self-care. So let me bring to Miss Samira, the owner of Mira Mira LLC. Come on on, girl.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Samira. Say hello to everyone and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Hi, so my name is Samira. I am the founder and CEO of Mira Mira On Air LLC. We are a marketing and production company here based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. Well, we are so happy to have you here today and to talk about such an important topic such as self-care. It's something that has been springing up more recently in the middle of this pandemic as people have more time to spend with themselves. So I am excited to dive into that conversation with you. So, per you guys already know, I'm going to go ahead and ask Miss Samira, what does freedom mean to you?
Freedom means to me, how do I define freedom? Yes, I love that you have the question up there. I define freedom as just being, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, I guess, worry-free. Whether that's financial freedom, whether that's freedom from, you know, friendships, relationships, you know, just being kind of carefree and not having a care in the world. I guess that's what freedom is.
Based on your definition, our owner, Courtney, has this concept of practicing freedom. So she says that freedom is not a destination. It's somewhere that we journey toward or that we journey through. So with that being said, how do you go about practicing freedom every day?
I practice freedom every day by actually practicing self-care, which we will get into later. But practicing self-care and just, you know, making sure I make time for myself as well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That is a definite concept. Because let me tell you, being booked is overrated. you get too bogged down, too much happens at once. But being booked is a blessing. So it is a point where it's like, if you can set some boundaries for yourself and not have too much going on, then it is a blessing to be booked.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Samira, I'm so excited to go ahead and jump into today's conversation since you said that one of the ways in which you practice freedom is with self-care. So this conversation is about self-care and what a pleasure it is to discuss how we care for ourselves. So Samira, the first question I have is, when did you come to understand the concept of self-care?
Yes. I would say I really came to the concept of self-care during the pandemic, or during quarantine, is which I feel like most people would say. And just, you know, having so much time with yourself, by yourself at home, not being on a consistent schedule, everything is shut down. It's definitely where I started to understand the real concept of self-care. Because, you know, you finally have time to sit down and relax and realize, like, that you're on go 25/8 and you don't have time to practice self-care because you're either working, you know, you're in school, you might be a mother, philanthropist, you know, many of those things. So,
absolutely. I think for me, it became like a thing. It was like being popularized on social media, which is something we'll talk about later. But it became so popular on social media and I had to understand what self-care meant for me. So when it first like started to pop up, it was like people going on vacations or people going to the spa or type of things, and I was like, my pockets don't say that's something that I can do, so does that mean I can't care for myself? Right. And no, that's not what that means. That means I just have to find out what are ways in which I can care for myself that are conducive to my lifestyle. So sometimes that was just going for a walk, being out in nature, or whatever the case may be. But I'm definitely happy that I found self-care because it definitely gives balance to life. Like, you got so much going on, like you said, you're moving, and we don't get a chance to like sit with ourselves, and then these are moments when we get to sit with ourselves. So I thoroughly enjoy self-care.
Yeah, definitely. So
practice self-care.
To practice self-care, I personally, so it was a while I was off of social media, which sounds really weird because I do marketing and production for a living. So imagine just me not being on social media. But when I say off of social media, I didn't have it on my phone. I just had it on my iPad and I would log on through a browser on Instagram. So if it wasn't on my phone, I didn't have extra time to just, you know, scroll mindlessly when I should be doing other stuff. So I try to practice self-care by minimizing my time on social media if it's not for work. You know, keeping up with just, you know, personal hygiene, whether it's getting your nails done, getting your hair done, getting your lashes done, manicure, pedicure, you know. And also just exercising, which I will admit I did not exercise as much as I need to. But I'm trying to at least try to take a walk twice a week. So, you know, just getting some fresh air, you know, maybe going to the river, going to the mountains, going to the beach, and just, you know, having a change of scenery.
I love it. I think the same way that you're talking about staying off of social media, whatever the case may be, I did start to look at my social media and see how that was a perfect way to care for myself, because I was finding myself doing a lot of comparing with what had going on or the things that my peers were doing that I wasn't doing quite yet. And I was like, I might need a little bit of a break. And a lot of people do take social media breaks as a method of self-care. Yeah. Another thing I have been doing more recently that you mentioned was exercising. So I am small, but I love to be in shape, and I've really started to enjoy the gym within the past few years. And I kind of was lacking during the quarantine, ironically. Like, I had time to do it and I just wasn't doing it because I get to rest. I'm gonna rest.
Right.
Back in the habit of exercising. But I've been doing it more recently, and I love it because I feel like it's something that I've committed to for myself. Mm-hmm. For anybody else, I don't have to be there. Like, I don't have to be there at a certain time for anybody. I'm doing it on my own merit. So I think that that's one of why I enjoy that. But another thing you also mentioned was the nails. Yeah. I have during quarantine, because obviously we weren't going to salons, but now I'm back in action and I have a nail appointment in the morning because I put myself together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I enjoy just finding ways to take care of myself. Even like, fortunately, eating was a thing that was a method of self-care for you girls. So I would take myself out to eat.
Yeah, me too.
So that was something that I was doing too. But I have several ways to practice. I think it really just depends on the season I'm in and what I'm enjoying at that time. But just doing something I enjoy is the way that I practice self-care.
Yes, definitely. You have to make sure you keep up with, you know, getting your nails done. I know we were all used to doing our little gel and, you know, manicures at home. But now that outside is partially open, even though in Atlanta, our site never really closed, you have to, you know, get back into the swing of things. So, yeah.
So moving on to the next question. Why do you think that self-care became so popular in the recent years? Because as I mentioned, it is something that has become more popular now that we've like gone through the pandemic and things like that. So why do you think that it became so popular?
I personally believe that self-care became really popular in the recent years with the increasing rate of suicides and homicide rates. I don't know if you guys are aware, but homicides are up 40% in the Atlanta area. And I personally feel like that has to deal with the pandemic and during the quarantine. Like I said, you know, you have a lot of time by yourself at home. You might not really know yourself because you're at home, but, you know, you're on the go so much. But definitely just, I would say quarantine and social media, because social media has the power to portray things. Be not as though they were. So, you know, like you say, you get on social media, you might see 25-year-old Stephanie over here with her G-Wagon and her 100K company. And then you're over here like, well, I'm 25 and I only have 100 followers. Like, what am I doing? So you have to try to find ways to, you know, keep yourself going and keep yourself motivated throughout the day, despite what is being posted around you.
Absolutely. For me, I think that has made it more popular for me, aside from social media, was the fact that we were kind of forced to be alone.
Right, so, exactly.
What do I like? Or what can I do in the privacy of my home to still find some sort of enjoyment or pleasure? Because we weren't able to go out and do all the things that we have been doing to create fun for ourselves for the past couple of years. Like, this was something that no one in my generation had ever experienced. So it was kind of like, this is what we come to, like, how do we deal with this, how do we make sense of it for ourselves? So for me, during this process, the main things that like sprung up was like, oh, okay, I like being out in nature. Let me go take a couple hikes. So I was like roading areas and hiking, and then I was like, oh, okay, I like skating. So then I went and bought myself some skates, and now I'm skating more often. Like, just tapping into things that I enjoyed before that I haven't been able to do recently has been my in the recent times as far as self-care.
Yes, definitely.
So what happens some benefits adding self-care to your practice? I know for some people, self-care is hard, and we're taught, we have this concept of like normalizing luxury and normalizing self-care, but it really does add to your lifestyle. So how do you think it's benefited you to add self-care to your practice?
Yes, so I will say I still am, like I say, in the process of adding all the self-care I need into my lifestyle. But so far, I would definitely say it benefits me just as far as, you know, being tired, getting a good night's rest, organization, prioritizing your time. So it really, you know, helps a lot with your mental. You know, sometimes you might wake up and you're just tired, even though you slept for 9 hours and you're trying to figure out why. It's because, you know, your mental is still tired. No matter how many hours of sleep you get, no matter how many hot stone massages you do, like it's really, it's really just about, you know, really just feeding your brain and, you know, making sure your brain has that time to just not think about anything and just, you know, receive that self-care. So.
Absolutely. I think we exhaust ourselves mentally and we forget that that effect on our physical. So I'm happy that you brought that up because you can do so much, like, especially when, I just recently quit a 9-to-5, and prior to quitting my 9-to-5, I did not realize why I was so like depressed or was experiencing so much anxiety, but it was because my mental was not being taken care of. I was sitting in my day and doing so much logistics that like my brain was just on go 100% of the time that by the time I got home and took a nap or came home and slept and got up for the next morning, I would be like, I'm still tired. I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
And this rest mattered, or I have my off day and still feel like I was working. So I think the biggest thing for me has kind of been having these hard resets. Benefit for me, it gives me a chance to like really come and bring my full motivation and integrity to everything that I do because I feel well rested and I feel well taken care of. And I think when you feel good, you do good, or you do better, whatever the case may be. So like feeling good when it comes to like adding the workouts to my regimen, like that gives me so much more energy. I feel like I know that's ironic. A lot of people are like, you work out and you have more energy. You really do. Oh. I don't know what body, but it makes you have more energy. Or eating better gives you more, whatever the case may be. Spending time with friends, if that's a part of your self-care practice, because you don't have to be alone to have self-care. Sometimes socializing. So socializing makes you feel better. It makes you a better, more well-rounded person because you have the social skills you need to interact with others or whatever the case may be. So I think the big benefit for me has been balance. Before I quit my 9-to-5, I didn't have a work-life balance. Yeah. So it was work, sleep, pay bills.
Right.
That was it. So I didn't have any time to like really take care of myself and really allow myself to live. Like, I feel like we're alive, but are we really living when we just work, sleep,
emotions, exactly.
You become a robot. You do everything. And like you mentioned too, like sometimes you don't know what you like because you're just so used to doing everything for everybody else.
Yeah.
Doing that when you have to sit with yourself, sometimes it's hard. It's like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I like. But that's the time that you get to kind of dive into self-awareness and things like that. So I think the biggest benefit is finding a balance for myself, which has kind of given me like inner peace.
Yes, I feel that.
So what are some unpopular methods of self-care? So we talked about the popular methods, such as like going to the spa, getting your nails done and things like that, or taking the time to do something you enjoy or whatever the case may be. But what are some popular methods of self-care? Because those are so popular that sometimes people are like, well, what if I don't want to do those things? Or what if those are things I don't enjoy?
Right. Let me see. Unpopular methods of self-care, I would guess say, like you say, acquiring a new hobby. And only I say that's unpopular because you might have to invest to acquire that new hobby. Like you say, you had to buy some skates to start skating. So, you know, maybe if you want to start doing tennis or, you know, start swimming, you might need to do like some refresher courses. So definitely acquiring a new hobby. And maybe I would say unpopular method would be reading as well, because even though we do have a lot of avid readers still in our generation, there's not enough. I honestly can say I have not read anything since I graduated college. So one of my goals is to be to you know, buy a book on Amazon, even if it's on Kindle or a hard copy or whatever, and just pick up a book and start reading again, you know, because, you know, reading is very important as well.
Absolutely. And I think I kind of answered this question in my last answer, but I think socializing is an unpopular method of self-care.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think people realize that you don't have to be alone to care for yourself. You just have to do something that is something that you want to do. Something for it is in care of self. So I think like for me, it's been going out more with my friends because I used to tell my friends, I don't want to go, I don't feel like it because I would be so tired from work. Now I have the time to do it. So I'm like, well, yeah, let's go. Where are we going?
Right.
To experience new things. I've been tubing. I've been like, I randomly got up and went to play putt-putt with my family. Like, just things that I wouldn't have done on my own because I was so busy. I'm like making the time. Like, this is self-care time. I want to do something. So that's an unpopular method. I think another unpopular method would probably be like diving into your spirituality.
Right.
I think that some people talk about that, but that's a very big part of yourself if that's something that you believe in. So with my strong belief in God, I think the more I dig into my relationship with Christ, that's like a good sense of self-care because I'm getting a stronger sense of self by understanding him. So I think that's another unpopular method of self-care that sometimes gets overlooked.
Definitely.
But I also have a little extra random question.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask so that we can kind of give our listeners a concept of how to develop methods of self-care. So for I want to know, how did you figure out what were things that you enjoyed that brought care to yourself?
So honestly, I figured out what I enjoyed just by trial and error and just remembering what I liked to do as a kid. Like me personally, I've been skating since I was 3 or 4 years old. My mom put me in skating lessons very, very early. So, just skating and remembering, having the innocence of a child. What did you like to do back in your teenage years, like as a child? And just trial and error. Like, you might like to paint, but you don't know if you like to paint if you never pick up a brush. So, you just gotta just try. I say try everything. Try things that you are usually wouldn't be interested in to see if you might like it. So trial and error.
Absolutely. I think that's the same. I think I would answer it pretty much the same way. I think another thing that I realized too is I would pull upon things. Like I wouldn't even be intentional trying to find based, but I was like, oh, I like this. Like this went skating one time with a friend and I was like, dang, I haven't been skating in so long. Like I miss this feeling. And then 2 days later I'm buying skates and now I'm going and I'm like, I miss, like you said, the innocence of youth being able to the freedom I feel. It kind of helps me to tap into like this nostalgic period of my life where I was very carefree, which is something you want to do when you're an adult because my God, adulthood is rough.
It's not cute.
Ooh, this is the ghetto child, ghetto.
It
Caught up in it. I think sometimes you forget like all of the beauty of the innocence that we had when we were kids, like the freedom that we felt. So I think that was one of the ways that I stumbled upon something for self-care for me too. But another thing is like other people might explain to you what you enjoy. And I know that sounds crazy, but like you might be doing something like poetry or something like that. And they're like, oh my God, I just really enjoy this. Or it seems like there's a light that shines through you when you're doing it. And then in hearing those affirmations, you're like, oh, you're right, I do like this. So sometimes it takes others telling you what you enjoy based on how they see that you receive those activities. How you perform in those activities.
Yes, those around you can always help.
And then I have one final question. So, Samir, you talked about working in the media industry, how that is like the biggest part of you, but sometimes you take some breaks for social media. So, how do you make sure that you balance that career with your self-care?
So I make sure I balance my actual career with self-care by just organization and prioritizing your time. I literally live and die by my Google Calendar and my planner. So I have an actual planner where I write things out because I still believe that writing things out help you remember stuff sometime. And then I also have my Google Calendar where I have all my bookings, all things like this, like podcasts, even like hanging out with friends, I put into my Google Calendar just so I can make sure I prioritize my time and don't overwork myself. So just organization, you have to be organized. You have to know how much when you have to know when your social battery dies. Like everyone has a social battery, so.
I totally agree. I mentioned on another episode this season that I'm an introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Battery dies, and you can be out in the midst of a social activity and you're like,
exactly, stale face.
I'm so definitely agree with that. Well, Samira, it has truly been a pleasure speaking with you on the topic of self-care. I want to thank you for opening up and being so vulnerable about your practice and what you have known to you. But before we leave, I usually like to give everybody what we are starting to call help work. So it's like home that we give our listeners to take home with them. So what would you instruct our listeners to do so that they find a self-care regimen?
Yes. So I would instruct your listeners to try something they haven't done in 10 years or not even 10 years. Just try something you haven't done before, whether that be, you know, going to play tennis, maybe doing, you know, kickball, softball, just doing something that you haven't done, you know, within the last decade or since before pre-pandemic. It sounds crazy to say now, but yes, pre-pandemic.
It's a new time. It's a new day.
Yes.
So definitely take into consideration that homework in the coming week, even if it takes writing it down, like she mentioned. I'm big on a pen and paper. So take out a piece of paper, write down some things you enjoy, and make those things happen, whether it be taking yourself out on an ice cream day or, like she said, picking up tennis or my all-time favorite, visiting your local skating rink. Whatever the case may be, find a way to find some self-care in the coming week. Samira, before we leave, I would love for our listeners to know how they can follow you and how they can stay abreast to what it is you're doing, because we want to support you here at Fruit and Revamp. So tell our listeners how they can keep abreast with you.
Yes, thank you so much. So as always, I am Samira Sawyer. I am a founder and owner of Mirror Mirror on Air LLC, a marketing and production company here in Atlanta. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mirror Mirror on Air, on Facebook, Mirror Mirror on Air LLC. YouTube, Mirror Mirror on Air LLC, and our website, www.mirrormirroronair.com. So yes, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So you all have heard it here first. You don't want to miss out on what Mirror Mirror on Air has coming up and what they're doing now. So visit the website, follow them on all social media platforms so that you can not support us, but support our guests because we support them. Samira, thank you again. And as always, to the listeners, freedom. Bye.
Yes, bye. Thank you.